Introducing Tools for Living Your Fullest Life. This is Life's Toolbox with Kenny Brixey on Empower Radio. Now, here's your host, Kenny Brixey.
Welcome to Life's Toolbox, where each week we discuss tools that can assist you in living an empowered and an authentic life. I'm Kenny, and thank you so much for listening in. We all have within us the opportunity to achieve great things. We all have within us a power capable of expanding our lives further than ever before. Awaken Your Spiritual Connection is a tool which amps up our own abilities and allows us to tap into and embrace even greater things than we are capable of on our own. This tool reminds us we are not alone in this life, and that there is a deeper and amazing energy when we simply awaken to our spiritual connection. Before we get started with our conversation, I would like to address a question sent in through the Life's Toolbox fan page. The question is, I hear you say over and over and over again that we have all the answers we need inside of us. If I already have all the answers within me that I would ever need to know, wouldn't I be living the life I want already? Well, that really is a great question, and it's one that I have struggled with for quite a long time before I kind of came up with some answers. So I'm going to share with you what I came up with. First of all, you do have all the answers that you will ever need. That is truth for you, it's truth for me, it's truth for everyone, no exceptions. The answers that you need are already within you. Now, we do not always listen for those answers. We do not always ask questions, and when we do ask questions, we do not always ask the, I'm going to say, right questions, even though there's no right and wrong in my book. We do not always ask questions at work. Let's rephrase it that way. Let's start with that last statement first and then work back to the first one. When we find ourselves in difficult life situations, it is real easy to fall into the why me? Why is this happening to me? Why can't life just be easier? That kind of mentality, the poor me and victim roles, simply do not serve us, and they're not ever going to get us the answers that we truly need to work through whatever that situation may be. Shift the questions to things like, what can I learn from this? What is another way of looking at this? What is the benefit here? How can I serve through this? And there are many more versions of what I call awakening questions. Shift your questions to find forward movement and leave the backpedaling, poor me, and negative spiraling type of questions out of it. They do not serve you. So keep it positive and awaken yourself to the possibility of answers. The next one of my statements was, we do not always ask questions. And that is so true. Oftentimes we just sit there and hope an answer comes to us without really tuning into a question. So even if the answer came to us, we wouldn't know that we got it. So the next time you feel that life is just not working for you, or things are really negative, you feel like they're spiraling out of your control, just stop and think about the last question you asked. In many cases, no question was ever asked, but we still sit there and expect that answer to show up. So speak up. State your question, even if it is in your own mind, and ask an awakening question, a question that solicits answers that serve you. Ask it for yourself. Ask it to yourself. Ask it to your higher power, whatever that may be, or ask it to someone who may have an answer for you. Now, I always like to throw in a word of caution on this one. If you choose to ask somebody else, be sure to ask somebody who has actually successfully worked through whatever it is that you're going through. Now, an example of somebody who not to ask, if you have relationship type questions, you do not want to ask somebody who has had failure after failure after failure after failure in relationships and has no good relationship in sight. They're going to have to work through that on their own before they can give you a bit of advice. So ask people questions only if they have worked through it. And then last but not least is the fact that it is very important for us to stop and listen. Ask your question, then get still and get quiet and listen. This requires patience in many cases. Sometimes the answers come to you in words. They come to you in thoughts. Sometimes they come to you in feelings. Sometimes it's something that you see out in the world that that sparks a creative idea. However it comes to you, just listen and be open to receive. We so often fall into the trap of continually talking and staying busy that we just don't hear the answers. So simply get still, get quiet, enjoy the peace that you find in this place, and your answers will arrive for you. Hopefully this will provide awareness and assist you in finding solutions that work in your life. Thank you so much for sending in your question, and I invite everyone, if you find yourself stuck in any life situation and you just cannot figure out how to deal with it on your own, send your questions in to my website at unlimitedreality.net or through the Life's Toolbox page on Facebook. Also, if you don't feel like sending in a question, reach out to a coach or a counselor, someone who can help you find answers that serve you. Okay, you do not have to do this alone, and you can find assistance in breaking free of negative life situations all over the place. Just look for it. Now, our tool this week is Awaken Your Spiritual Connection. Jan Lundy joins us today for the conversation and brings her deep and gentle wisdom on the topic along with her. Jan has inspired tens of thousands of people to engage in awakened living, and she defines this as living with clear, open minds and wise, compassionate hearts. That is so beautiful, clear and open minds and wise, compassionate hearts. She is highly sought after spiritual mentor and guide. She is a powerful force for opening your soul's wisdom. She is a certified spiritual director and is currently working towards her doctorate in ministry with an emphasis on spiritual direction. Jane is an author of 4 spiritual growth books, one of them being Coming Home to Ourselves, A Woman's Journey to Wholeness, Awakening the Spirit Within, Perfect Love, and her newest book is Your Truest Self, Embracing the Woman You Are Meant to Be. She also has 2 ebooks, and she has many, many, many articles for online and print publications. Jan has just launched a new online magazine and community called Meditate Like a Girl. Jan's list of accomplishments and projects is long, and she will share her website and contact info in a few minutes so you can learn even more about her. For now, though, please welcome Jan Lundy to the show. Jan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Kenny, and it sounds like you are doing great, too. I love what you just spoke to your readers about in terms of awakening. Really powerful.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So Jan, the tool this week is Awaken Your Spiritual Connection. And I just want to throw a question out to you here. Can you explain why this is important for you, and how has this practice served you throughout your life?
Wow, Kenny, that's a big question. Yeah. That goes all the way back to my childhood, and I think it does for many of us too. When I was thinking about this question, I was actually taken back in time to my very first experiences of feeling a larger presence. Perhaps some people might call it God or their higher power, truth, love, the universe, the creator, whatever you want to call it. And my first experiences of that were walking through the woods and being in nature, a sense that I was not alone, that I was protected and companioned, ever being watched over and cared for and loved. And so that, to me, epitomizes the idea of being awake to something larger than yourself, but that you are a very key part of. And when we begin to tap into that understanding, life is very different. There is less struggle. We are more able to tap into our innate goodness, our love, our generosity. We're more positive, I believe. And so this process of awakening to our spiritual nature, our spiritual lives, is really vital to our well-being as humans. Actually, maybe you've heard the quote by the French philosopher Teilhard de Chardin, who said that we are spiritual beings having a human experience.
I love that. Yeah, that is so true.
And I do believe that's true, because there is a sense that we are part of something larger. However, if you don't have that awareness, life can be very, very difficult. You think that you have to do it all alone. We get caught up in striving and pushing and stressing. It's difficult to tap into our inner peace, our sense of deep unconditional love, when we are struggling so hard being just a human being with no other connection or larger capabilities. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
It does. Now, it does spark a question, though, I'd like to throw at you. And that question is, since we are, and I truly believe this, since we are spiritual beings having a human experience, how is it that we cover up that truth? You know, how do we manage to do that so perfectly? You know, we're really good at covering that connection up in people who are not who have not been exposed to this truth, have no clue that that connection is there in a lot of cases. What are ways that people cover that up that you can make them aware?
Well, I think the main one, and I've heard you speak about this on your shows before, is, of course, as a human being, we have an ego. And mm-hmm. the ego, for ease of understanding, is that small, rather primitive part of our personality that keeps us safe, out of danger, and it has a tendency to be associated with fear-based emotions and qualities that I believe keep us disconnected, because those are very loud, difficult emotions that tend to be our default mechanism. When something happens in our lives, our default mechanism as a human being with an ego-based personality is to go literally towards what's wrong and what's not working and what's not right. And so that has a tendency to take us into a negative vein. I believe that ego acts as camouflage, that it actually lays over our soul, if you will, our spiritual connection, and it dims it because it is so loud. It's very primitive. It's very much based in what we needed to survive, you know, tens of thousands of years ago as human beings, and we don't really need to operate that way so much anymore. We have higher consciousness. We have a new brain, and so we can begin to choose to see how fear keeps us disconnected from our peace or our joy, how anger keeps us disconnected from our natural friendliness and generosity and love. So I do like to think of it as within us, actually our core, are these what I call virtues of the spirit, these quote-unquote positive qualities I've named, peace, love, joy, generosity, and so on. But that ego, it covers them up with a lot of chatter, and it's our life's journey, I think, to begin to uncover that so we can really get in touch with our true nature and see how the ego keeps us disconnected from our truly spiritual self.
Speaking of uncovering that, do you have tips or ideas on how to uncover, how to reconnect?
Oh, gosh, that's the story of all of my work, Kenny. I am what I call a really practical chick. I want to know what works, and that's why I so love this idea that we're talking about tools, because, yes, there are tons of them. There are loads and loads of tools. You named one of them in your opening conversation as you answered that great question, getting quiet. Stepping up away from the world, unplugging from the noise and the chaos, spending time with yourself so you really get to know yourself. I think one of the great places to do that is nature. You know, connecting with nature just really brings out the best in us. But any of those things to me are called a spiritual practice. It's something that we choose to do, which quiets us, calms us, it takes us away from the craziness of the world and helps us remember who we really are. And when we get into those spaces, that's when we really can hear the voice of our soul or live more easily through our virtues, the peace and the love and the joy. So there are many, many practices, meditation, prayer, walking, being in nature, devotional reading, music. There are as many spiritual practices as there are people. The problem is many of us are too busy. We're moving at too fast a pace. The world is very loud. We're being bombarded by input constantly. And we don't separate ourselves out from that to realize that there is another person inside of us who is naturally calm, naturally loving. But we don't take the time to get in touch with that. And that's what a spiritual practice does. Yoga, you know, this is a spiritual practice a lot of people have grabbed onto in the last number of years. Gosh, gardening. Here we're going into spring where I live, and gardening can be a spiritual practice. It's anything that roots you in the present moment so you have a deeper connection of self. And when you do that, a deeper connection of spirit is there as well.
Well, I love that description because it's so easy to get caught up in the belief that a spiritual connection can only happen on regularly scheduled trips to your place of worship. And that is just not true. For me, I find it, like you, in nature. I also find it in music. And I can put on my headset and turn on basically any kind of music, and I can find connection with God, with my higher power, and the spiritual connection I'm looking for. So it's you're so correct that it's not just any one thing, but it's as individual as there are number of people on this earth. Whatever you can do to quiet, calm, and add peace to your life allows you that connection.
And it's true. The problem is, and I think you'll agree with me, is it seems that we're so caught up in the busyness of our day-to-day lives, what's next, what's next, what's next, you know, that to-do list and all those responsibilities that so many of us have, that we literally don't remember the importance of stopping, of taking a breath, of reconnecting with ourselves. And that busyness is so habituated, as you and I both know very well, because we're busy people with careers and families and loved ones. But the practice part is, and that's why we call it a practice, a spiritual practice, because we have to remember to do it. And then we have to do it again and again and again until we finally feel that difference being made. We actually start to feel more peaceful. It's almost as if you do it enough times and enough days in a row, enough months in a row, and then years in a row, that you realize that you've nearly become a different person because of this particular thing that you are doing again and again and again.
Yeah. Yeah, I still, to this day, have an alarm set on my phone to remind me to meditate in the morning so that I don't get so caught up in my day that I lose track of time. It's a practice that I have had now four, I think I've been doing this as a practice for 4 years.
Wonderful.
And I still remind myself of it because it means so much to me and I get so much out of it that I don't want to forget it. You know, and people are always asking me, well, okay, so just what does this get you? Does this get you some sort of visitation with God? I said, sometimes. But sometimes it's simply calm and still and peace. And those things are great enough. There's so much benefit in even those that it's worth the time I spend meditating.
Absolutely. And what you just named, those feelings, I believe those feelings are the presence of the Spirit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that it really is. See, even I still get caught up in the, you know, the spiritual connection being this one-on-one visit with God. It's not always that. Well, it is, because God is in these other things, or universe or higher power, you know, whatever you want to call it.
It's true. But, you know, very typically in Western society, the way we're living now, we even think our spiritual lives should be, you know, wow, fireworks, you know, the latest, greatest. And the spiritual life is really not like that. The spiritual life may have moments of that. And I think that's where we get caught up as spiritual seekers, because we keep wanting to go to the next greatest experience. We want more and more and more. And the thing is that I think when we start to really get in touch with our spirit and the greater spirit, which I love to call the sacred or the divine, and that way everybody resonates with that kind of language, that we begin to have a sense that things are changing within us, and that just by living day to day, the dailiness of everyday life, that there is sacredness in that. And peace is gentle and love is gentle, and these are the qualities of the Spirit, and that's what a spiritual connection is, that you just get more centered, you're more open, you're more kind, you're more generous. It's not that you're seeking these big fireworks, aha, spiritual experiences, or, you know, as someone like Neil Donald Walsh experienced, you know, supposedly God talking to you and writing it out on pieces of paper.
Right.
It's the Spirit moves in very gentle ways, I believe. And as we become more attuned and listening, we get aware of that, and then we feel that change within us on a very subtle level.
Well, that is so powerful, and it's there is power in the peace and the calm and the connections. So I just remind everybody to please find your own way. Find your own way to awaken to your spiritual connection. Well, Jan, the time has come for you to have a little bit of fun here with some guiltless self-promotions. So can you tell our listeners how they can connect with you and find out a little bit more about your work? And then also, if you have any projects coming up that you want to tell the listeners about, please feel free to do so.
Oh, thanks, Kenny. I appreciate it. Probably the best way for anybody to learn more about my work in the world and how I especially might be able to support you on your journey of spiritual awakening is at my website, which is janlundy.com. And when you are there, you will see some key things, one of which I encourage everyone to do is sign up for my free Daily Beads of Wisdom. And these are reminders, just like you and I are talking about, Kenny, that you can use every single day to stay awake, stay aware, and in touch with your spiritual connection. And then I offer online programming, primarily for women, because I love working with women one-on-one. I have a program right now called A Year for Me, which is my foundational spiritual growth course for women. And there is a site for that also, ayearforme.com, but you can access it through my website. And for 1 year, beginning the day that you say, I'm ready, I will journey with you through 52 what I call soul infusions to help you connect with yourself and your spirit, your soul, in a beautiful new way. And then Meditate Like a Girl, you mentioned, which is just so fun. I've got a wonderful collaborative of women who are, it's an online magazine and community, meditatelikeagirl.com, and would love people to check out that and drop in and say hi. I also teach at dailyom.com, which you might know is the largest purveyor of online courses in the world, and I've got two things going on there. One is called How to Stay Calm in the Midst of Chaos, which is an 8-week course, and then my newest course, which just launched this past week, is called Learn to Be Happy, and it's a 30-day one happiness practice every single day.
And that is incredible.
Yeah, janlundy.com will take you to all of those things. So I thank people for stopping by.
Well, very nice. Thank you so much, Jan. And please, everyone, go to her website, janlundy.com, to find out how her work can greatly benefit your life. Remember to send in your questions and comments through the Life's Toolbox Facebook page or through my website, which is unlimitedreality.net. My deepest gratitude goes out to Brent Carey, Brooks, and Chris for making our shows happen here on Empower Radio. Remember to send in your questions, tune into other shows here on the station, and awaken your spiritual connection. Thank you so much, everyone.